Government has officially tabled salary increase offers of up to 7.5% for the majority of public servants. Well, at the same time, there is outrage over substantial pay increases for MPs, ministers and their deputies. Parliament has defended the pay increases, saying that they are not highly paid when benchmarked against their international counterparts and have a lot of oversight responsibilities. On the line, we welcome Public Servants Association's Ruben Maleka. Ruben, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Salam alaikum, Yusuf.
Wa alaikum. Thank you for joining us, Ruben. Ruben, what is your stance on the decision by President Cyril Ramaphosa to accept recommendations to increase the salaries of politicians and other government officials by 3%?
Look, it is outrageous. It was not expected. We believe that it's also irrational. You will recall that during 2020, we did not get increases public servants. We went up to the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court outcome was that they agree that government does not have money, cannot afford our salary increases. That's the decision of the Constitutional Court of 28 February 2022. So February up to now, then we get this decision that also gives same judges, parliamentarians, 3% backdated to the years where they said government could not afford salaries. So it's hypocrite to have that kind of particular decision against what the Constitutional Court has said. So,
yes.
Therefore, we believe that this decision of the president is not correct. We have written to the president. We expect that you respond to our letter.
The figure of increase for public servants is reportedly at 7.5%. Perhaps you could unpack for us what reality is expected, the expected increases.
That is not true. There's no 7.5 on the table. We have 3% on the table, and currently we are still in negotiations. As I speak right now, we have been in the negotiations until midnight this morning also. So I'm still awaiting to get feedback, but I know that the last time I spoke to negotiators of the PSA, it was around to meet midnight. They were still stuck at 3%. So there is no such a thing called 7.5%. It's just employer propaganda. There's no 7.5.
Government is under enormous pressure to cut the public services wage bill. Where's the middle ground in the discussion?
Yeah, that cut of the wage bill starts with the 3% the president has given. Remember, the wage bill includes them. This wage bill that they are talking about, they're not talking to only public servants. They're talking about also themselves. So if they want to cut, they must start with that offer of 3%, they must reject it. In fact, the parliamentarians, the judges themselves, before even the president reconsider it, they must just also write back to the president, thank you very much, we don't accept 3%.
Yes, that would be a starting point for the change in this regard. Ruben, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate you chatting to us.
Thank you, Yusuf. Thank you very much.
Have a lovely morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so this is where we stand in terms of the government and the public servants and their negotiation. It seems to be at a deadlock at the moment.